little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. And we're back. 156 Shadow Games Podcast episode. Wait, hold on. That sounds like a broken record player.
Yeah. Kind of old place.
I know, man. Oh, it's been one of those weeks for me.
Should I give it a try?
Sure, why not?
And welcome back to the Shadow Games Podcast episode 156. It's supposed to be dramatic with it, Wayne. I was giving you the spotlight there.
It's Wayne.
Jeez. No.
You should have known it's Wayne.
Yeah, we're just full of fail this episode.
Well, last week's, you know, was shorts of, you know, very short news, and I guess it's rolling over here to Wayne.
Yeah, I guess so.
Jesus, man.
We got a little
What's
bit,
going on?
We got a little bit of talk about.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's better news than last week.
Yes,
a whole lot more news than last week.
Especially with Evo.
What's that?
Especially with Evo.
Oh, yeah, since Smash is going up in attendance along with Street Fighter 4. Let's go ahead and talk about that a little bit, especially being part of the fighting game community since like 2000. Mm-hmm. This is really big for Smash, coming up big. Mm-hmm. Especially for Street Fighter 4. Yes, I did. I did have a talk with Peter Rosas, aka Combo Fiend, a good friend of mine from the fighting game community. Let's see, on Saturday, I was up in a little bit of the SoCal Regionals 2015 Prelude Part 1. And he talked about some more characters that are going to be appearing very, very soon. He didn't mention it. Well, he didn't say it, but he just slightly mentioned it. Some classic players with, you know, typical pick, you know, tidbits here and there of spinning and, you know, stretch of the arm, leg, fireball, flamethrower. Coming out of the mouth. But anywho, so let's go back to Evo, right? So what's the attendance record right now for Smash?
I can't even tell you, dude. I really couldn't.
It's over 1,000 players,
it's,
huh?
It's quite a bit for, especially for Smash.
So that came out what, 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah.
Say 6 months ago.
Yeah, just to be safe on it, right?
Cricket. Really? That's it? That's all you're gonna say?
That's all I'm gonna say for the ultimate
Smash player over here. That's not
for now.
You sound like Wayne in a very excited mood.
We'll talk more. You just wait.
I can see the same way too for Street Fighter 4. It's coming out really huge too. It'll be the final game until Street Fighter 5 comes out for the PlayStation 4. And what else? Marvel 3 attendance is still very ultimately lackluster because I gave up on that game a year after it came out. Mm-hmm. I play it for fun, no more competitiveness, but I still play Marvel 2 for competition. Shoutouts to Chaotic for still keeping the game alive. Shoutouts to Justin Wong for a fun first to five a couple of weeks ago. I forgot to mention that. What else? Well, let's head to the our original shindigs. What I've been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot of Marvel's Capcom 3 Ultimate Edition. Played in a tournament, didn't do that well. A lot of players are leveling up the game, except for me. As I said, I got tired of it. let's see what else. I've been playing Street Fighter 4 a whole lot more religiously. I played Georgia on a couple of games past. And let's see, I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3. And what else have I been playing a whole lot more? StarCraft 2, which I actually have the beta for the third game that's coming out within, hopefully before the end of the year, if not beginning of the year. Nice. That's it for me, man. How about you, Wayne?
Well, you know, the typical Transformers Rising, Battle Tactics, Marvel's Avengers Alliance, keep going with those guys as the core. yeah, you gotta have something to do on your breaks other than work on homework. As far as the Xbox One, I spent most of my time this week playing Monopoly.
You have the most advanced gaming systems.
I know.
One of the most advanced gaming systems. You said decide to play Monopoly.
Plays Monopoly.
Yeah, I've been playing Monopoly Plus.
At least play pinball.
Hey, look how fat. Look at the frame rate on those pieces moving around that square board.
I know, right?
Six frames a minute.
push. Goodness, one frame every 10 seconds.
It's actually interesting playing with people around the world in Monopoly once in a while, you know. And now they got the DLC for the Rabbids version too, which is kind of interesting. You unlock a Rabbids piece and a Rabbids theme board, but it's really not much more than that. And unfortunately, there's no live version like you do with the other boards, apparently. I have unlocked all the achievements so far.
Achievement whore.
Sounds.
All 1,000.
Achievement whore.
Gamer sounds score.
Amazingly interesting.
Achievement whore.
So, the game has actually a few issues. It's, you know, hard to find games sometimes if you want to play online.
Wonder why.
Yeah, I know. But hey, it's fun to play it still once in a while. See, other than that, I think I played a little bit more. Yes, I did play some Halo Reach on the Xbox One. And now that's out as part of the Master Chief Collection.
Nice.
And now I remember why I didn't play it more than once through.
He has one of the two most powerful gaming consoles, and he plays Monopoly. I must be drunk, but I'm not!
I'll jump back into...
Unfortunately.
I know.
I'll jump back into some more Reach probably this week, hopefully. Halo Reach.
Jesse, what do you got?
Splatoon.
I've heard of that.
Oh, I've been playing Splatoon. The game is amazing. I'm actually just about to hit level 10. As soon as that happens, I'm about to start jumping into some ranked matches. So you better watch. Ranked match, they had it blocked for about the first week and a half.
Due to?
From when it released, because they had to wait. Because you can only join a ranked match when you're level 10.
Oh!
So they were waiting until enough players were level 10 or above before they joined ranked matches.
And how is it? Is it easy enough to level up on the game?
It is. I mean, however many points you put up during each match will go towards your level.
Okay.
And obviously, the more you level, the higher you level, the more points you're going to need. But if you generally put up maybe about, I don't know, 1,000 points a match, which could seem like a lot to people who aren't too great with third-person shooters, especially this one. It starts off with a very, very sensitive camera, so I actually had to turn down my camera sensitivity, because it was actually very, very fast on standard. So I actually had to turn it down for a bit, maybe like -2 or almost -3. But yeah, I mean, the different kinds of weapons that they have, and then it's a 4-on-4. Generally speaking, it's a turf war. So
turf war,
you ink the most turf, and as you ink your turf, you start building up your super meter. Once you have your special meter, you pull out your special
ability.
Yep, your special weapon.
Oh, ability.
Ability, weapon, it's the same concept, I guess.
Same concept, different name.
But there's all kinds of different ones that they've got. Echo Locator is one of them, which is pretty cool. You got the Inkzooka. The Inkzooka.
You
pull out this big old bazooka and you start shooting like ink tornadoes that just fly across the level, which is actually pretty legit.
That sounds awesome, dude.
It's actually pretty awesome.
Ink tornadoes?
And then you can fire as many as you can between when you pull out your weapon, your timer starts. So you as many as you could fire off in that time limit, just go at it. Then they have the Ink Strike, which is like a mobile nuke. And you just launch it from wherever you are on the map, and you use the touchpad to pinpoint where you want to fire.
Uh-huh.
Plot it down, and you see your character pull out this and shoots off this ink missile, and it comes down, and it's this giant, I don't want to say tornado again, but it's so much bigger.
Whirlwind?
Even bigger, like a cyclone. Huge. And it just sits there, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it goes up into infinity, and then it just dies off, and then you just see like a giant swirl of your color on the ground wherever it ended. So it's actually pretty cool, man. They got a lot of cool things there. Combine that with whatever weapon you're using, whether you're long range, short range, or speed, or whatever you want. There's so many different types that it definitely adds a whole new element to gameplay. It's not as simple as a lot of people would think it would be.
No game is simple anymore.
And especially not this game. This game takes a lot of thought, especially with a 4-player.
Oh!
Yeah, because you're not sure who's using what weapon until the match starts.
I'm guessing it might be using this weapon, might be using that weapon. This person might be using a different weapon than I thought it'd be. So
exactly. I mean, you've got the basic sniper weapon, and they call them charger weapons because you have to sit there and charge it up, like pull the trigger and hold
typical.
It.
Typical. Yeah.
And the longer you charge it, the firier your shot goes. And as you fire shots, it leaves a little ink trail on the floor of where you shot.
That's sick.
So that's pretty cool. And you have the ink roller, which is obviously short range, but you have pull out this giant ink roller. It looks like a paint roller. And you can fling it, and it splats paint in a short distance in front of you. But then if you press and hold the trigger, he'll fling it, put it down on the ground, and then you'll just run. And as you're running, it's rolling a big old thing of paint right behind you. So it's actually pretty cool. You can roll over your enemies with it, and it's an instant kill.
So it's almost like a...
There's a lot of thought going into it. Right now, my favorite is the paintbrush.
The paintbrush.
The paintbrush, it's the same concept as the roller. However, it's not as wide, so it doesn't leave as much of a trail.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lot faster, because its speed is all determined by how much your sprint on your character is raised. So you plop it down, and it's only as big as your paintbrush, which isn't all that big. And you can hold it down and you just sprint. And the faster your character is, the more of a speed sprint boost your gear is giving you.
Mm-hmm.
You can just speed through the level, leaving like this little tiny trail of ink.
And go from there, huh?
But it's mainly used as a melee weapon. You can hide in the ink, swim around in the ink, and nobody can see you. And then pop up and you just swing it around like a melee weapon. And it's pretty strong if you hit somebody with it. But it also flings paint. And it puts down a lot of paint if you swing it around.
Uh-huh.
It puts down a
it's
lot of paint.
It splatter everywhere then.
Yeah, in a decent radius. That's actually my weapon of choice right now, is the ink brush. So there's a lot of different things. Rate of fire, strength, speed. These are all factors in these weapons. But Splatoon, it looks like right now it's upcoming in as one of the hottest third-person shooters to date.
Yeah.
So if you haven't gotten it yet and you have a Wii U, Definitely pick up Splatoon. I'm telling you to do it.
From 1 to 5, rate this game?
5. The story mode leaves a bit much to be desired. It's a little quick, it's a little easy. It's more of like a puzzle mode.
Uh-huh.
But this game is not mainly. For one player.
Yeah,
it's mainly
two
a
or
multiplayer.
More.
Yeah, it's mainly
two
a
or
multiplayer.
More.
So, yeah, and it definitely leaves it up to the players how they want to play it.
Sorry to interrupt, but Wayne, go back up a little bit on that. Oh my god.
Old.
Yep. The old TV series.
That's
the whole
old Lou Ferrigno
and who was the dude playing Thor?
Who's that playing Thor?
I don't even know anymore. Sure. The reason why I interrupted Jesse because I just saw this picture of Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk and some dude that dressed up as a Viking, aka Thor.
I believe so.
Old Marvel TV shows.
Yeah. The live action TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Daredevil. Yeah. So, The Incredible Hulk, CBS from 1977 to 1982.
Oh, man, look at that Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. Looks like he's wearing fake goggles.
Right?
The Amazing Spider-Man, 1978 to 1979. Only lasted a year.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Spider-Man's always been hard to kind of capture in the real life.
Doctor Strange, 1978.
I didn't make it very far, but Actually, it was fun to watch that one.
He looks like a... Wait, go back up. He looks like a bootleg Lando.
Kind of. except he's white.
Great Balls of Fire. Captain America and Captain America 2, Death Too Soon.
Yep.
79. Look at that helmet. It's just wearing a biker helmet.
Jesus H, man.
Yep.
And, of course, you got Thor that...
Yeah, this was...
He has a wooden spatula. A wooden sword.
Spatula.
A little wooden mini sword.
Wow, man.
What else they got over there?
So it was Steve Levitt that plays...
Oh, okay, he became Thor.
Steve Levitt plays Donald Blake, but Eric Allen Kramer plays Thor.
Yep.
A little bit different kind of story to it.
No, actually, Donald Blake is the actual gentleman who's the reincarnation of Thor.
Yeah.
So indeed. Daredevil, The Trial of the Incredible Hulk, back in NBC, 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
NBC was rocking it then, huh?
Generation X, I remember that.
Yep.
1996. And of course, Nick Fury, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. go up. It looks like a bootleg 80s rock band.
They do.
I kid you not. Hey, look, Agent Coulson's dad. No. Wow.
Nick Fury looks like that German guy.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, there you go.
That is.
Yeah.
Is David it? Hasselhoff.
Is it really?
Yes.
No way. I'm sorry. I'm standing all the way in the back, so I can't quite see. What are you pointing at? Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
I have it on DVD, actually.
We prove Jesse wrong that it is David Hasselhoff.
Don't forget, back in, was it the
80s,
I think it was, you had C-3PO, Captain America, and I forget who it was, but they all joined a rock band with one of the current singers in a comic issue.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah.
Well, dog crap.
I'll try to fight it here real quick.
So this is an interesting podcast we're having here right now. We went from video games to Lou Ferrigno as Hulk in the oldest shows.
I saw a link to where I saw that on an article somewhere. It's probably gone.
Yeah, it's probably gone. Don't worry about it. All right, let's get on with the news.
News? Who needs news?
You're right. Who needs news?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Forget
let's go.
It. All right. End the podcast. Bye.
Let's go. Woo! Dinner time. Oh, come on, man. Do it later.
What do we got?
Since recently Fallout 4 has came out with a trailer announcement, and the developers are saying now no chance on Fallout 4 on the Xbox 360 or the PlayStation 3. So for all the hardcore players of Fallout 3, feel free to get yourself a new system, because it's not coming out for the current system you have right now, which is
360 and PS3.
Bingo.
Which is no longer, I wouldn't consider that current gen anymore.
Olden gen.
Exactly. PS3 and 360 are now considered old gen. Current gen is now PS4 and Xbox One.
That's true.
Yeah. I think we've already made the transition. We just never really noticed.
Yeah. It's
They've all been out for almost a year now. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's currently now current gen.
No, not even a year.
Almost. They came out in the holidays. So we're in June now.
That's 7 months?
6 years? 6 months?
Six years?
Yeah. 6 years.
Yep. Give me the PlayStation 5! So if you guys haven't seen the trailer yet for Fallout 4, feel free to look it up on YouTube. And yes, I'm definitely getting that game.
I just hope it's not as buggy as the last Fallout games were when they released.
Well, that's typical, you know.
I had to stop New Vegas because it was so buggy, I just couldn't play it.
Stop playing it again.
It actually stopped one of my missions, and I literally couldn't progress the game.
Yep. And also for the other news too, Star Wars Battlefront has customizations but with limitations. We won't be letting players create purple stormtroopers or change Darth Vader's suit color. Lame!
Here you go. So, for those of you that were wondering, it was Captain America, Doctor Strange, C-3PO.
Are you still on this?
We're in a band, in a comic book, with Linda Ronstadt.
Let's see? Jesus shit, Wayne.
See?
Why is this still a thing?
I know.
Why are we on this right now? Let's continue with the news.
Yes.
Battlefront. Customization.
I will put your phone in my back pocket.
He's going to sit on it.
No. There's nothing to sit around here on.
You're right. There isn't.
We stand a lot. All right. Let me say this again. Star Wars Battlefront confirms customizations, but with limitations. You can do a lot of... experience the Battlefield developers DICE. Upcoming shooter Star Wars Battlefront will let players customize their characters, but there are, as you might say, expectations, limits to what will be allowed. What else they got over here, Wayne?
Basically, they're not going into a lot of detail, but basically they're saying that you won't be able to change, say, a stormtrooper to purple. Or Darth Vader's color suit or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like platinum, something like that. So, excited for this game. Please show up real quickly. Wayne, this is for you, man.
So Amazon has put up a pre-order listing for a new Xbox One with 1 terabyte. It also comes with the Halo Master Chief Collection included. So, yeah, pretty nice, right? $400.
How much memory does a PlayStation 4 hold? Like 500 gigs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not bad.
Same as the current Xbox One.
Yeah.
So hey, you know, this is good. You know, we knew it would come down to it eventually. They'd release a higher capacity model. For those of you that have one, you don't want to upgrade, just buy an external hard drive and plug it in. You know, I got a 3 terabyte plugged into mine. Works pretty good.
I have a 1.5 terabyte plugged into mine. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty quick though. Terabyte? Shoot.
Yeah.
Again, I wouldn't imagine it was too hard to put a terabyte in there.
Solid state, man.
Considering, you know, Microsoft is a computer company.
Yeah.
Yeah, also
it wouldn't be too hard to put a terabyte in there.
Oh, they just waited.
And I believe there's also a new controller that's been hinted at too.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
The new Xbox controller has been spotted. The first images of the Xbox One controller have been revealed by way of the Australian retailer. This looks pretty cool. Like a camouflage black, gray, silver.
Yeah, kind of a mosaic. You know.
Covert forces? Yeah. From like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be pretty cool, guys.
Yeah. So this is going to be kind of cool. Waiting to see how that works. This one actually features built into it a 3.5mm headphone port at its base. So you don't need the adapter. Yeah.
And we'll have more news for you guys after that on when E3 comes out next week.
Oh, yeah.
Or this week.
Yep.
How about this one?
Limbo. So you guys remember playing Limbo? That was a fun game to play on the Xbox One.
Yes.
Well, now they're working on the developer for that game is working on an exclusive title for the Xbox One. But that title has been delayed. I don't think they've announced what the game is. But they said it was due to be coming out, you know, sometime in early 2015, roughly. But they have decided to delay it. We're not sure exactly what it is yet, but I kind of, you know, I think it's going to be something interesting. I think the little bit we do know is that I'm not sure if we actually have any real detail on anything about it yet. But
yeah, we'll keep
probably,
you guys posted.
We'll
up
probably
on
get
that.
Some news this next week from E3, maybe. Hopefully.
News coming up for E3.
Ooh, E3.
Well, now, this is pretty exciting in a way. First Steam Machines controller arrive in October if you pre-order it now.
Yeah.
So, pretty much it looks like an Xbox controller, like we talked about.
Similar, it's like the one we saw at, very similar to what we saw at CES a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they changed a few things up here and there from what I can see in the picture.
The pads are basically flat, so.
Hmm. Let's see how this one goes. Any news for that?
So, for a limited time, you can pre-order it through Steam or at GameStop. You'll be able to get Alienware Steam Machine, Steam Controller, or the Steam Link on October 16th.
In Europe and Canada.
Yep.
Yeah, so these will be... The Steam Machines are going to come out with multiple manufacturers and so forth, but
mm-hmm.
they're looking pretty good. They have a nice classy look to them.
Typical Alienware design on there. Very sleek, very...
Yeah.
Simplistic,
there you go.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how well these take off.
Wow, so I guess more news from Steam. We can now return games and DLCs. Valve lays out its new Steam refund policy.
So here's how it works. Basically, you have 2 weeks from purchase, provided you haven't played the content in question for more than 2 hours.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all, right?
It can be a game in 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, they can... Mm-hmm. You can beat Half-Life 2 in 2 hours without any cheat codes?
I've actually never played Half-Life 2.
Missing out.
I'd beat Portal in 2 hours.
Yep, so...
Okay.
Basically, that's the route on that. So, if you're going to buy a game on Steam, try to get through it in an hour?
Yeah, okay.
2 hours. You have 2 hours.
I know.
Yeah.
So, I would say play for about an hour and 45 minutes and then start your refund process.
Or just do, say, for an hour and 59
or
minutes.
Or don't return it.
And just play it.
Yeah.
Or just enjoy the game, keep it.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay, so this past week, games are now in the Video Game Hall of Fame, which is considered Pong, Pac-Man, Tetris, Super Mario Brothers, Doom, World of Warcraft. Wow. Make up the first wave of inductees. The inductees of World Video Game Hall of Fame have been revealed, no surprise here, as the classics, like we said, Pong and Pac-Man are made the cut, along with the, you know, relatively recently brand new World of Warcraft, which came out back in 2004.
Yeah.
The full list of inductees are, you know, the Strong Museum's Hall of Fame list below. We said all those already. But going out of this, what other games you guys think of can actually be in the Hall of Fame?
Legend of Zelda, hands down.
Well, yeah, that'd be a good title for it. Other games that kind of shaped the future.
Yes.
I think if you go back to the Commodore 64 and you look at the Olympic Games, those titles, mm-hmm. they had the World Olympics or Summer Olympics. Those were actually really good games, and those really shaped the future of sports games.
I say I'm a Zelda fan. I don't mean to knock on them, Jesse, but I'm saying Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
Donkey Kong. Yep.
Donkey Kong's a good title.
Yeah. I know for a fact that yes, the first Zelda is amazing.
But you know what really belongs on there?
Which is
Oregon Trail.
Oh,
it's right there. It's been overpassed. The Oregon Trail. It was one of the 15 finalists.
Yep.
Along with Sonic the Hedgehog, Legend of Zelda, Angry Birds, FIFA, Minecraft, Pokemon, Sims, and Space Invader.
Yep.
Space Invader is a good one, yeah.
But yeah. They are still in the running for the class of 2016.
Yeah. That's typical. I mean, they will eventually get there. The real question is, how soon?
Yep.
It's just like I was watching, going off subject again, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is, you know, the last person inducted on the show was Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, who's the first person they inducted? Well, other than the group The Beatles, who's the first one they inducted in there in the Hall of Fame as a singles artist? Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, it would it be weird if they put Ringo Starr first and then Paul McCartney?
A little bit.
That's what you predicted, though, but, like, I could see World of Warcraft, because World of Warcraft revolutionized MMOs.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can understand that.
Online gaming, too.
Exactly. But they took their main layout with a top-down view, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
just made it more of a 3D, but they took their same layout concept from Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, kind of.
So, I could see. I mean, Doom is really good. It revolutionized first-person shooters.
First FPS out
right.
there.
Yeah. Pong, that's just a given.
Yeah.
One of the first games ever.
Mm-hmm. I can say Tetris for the same way, too, that revolutionized yep.
right. exactly.
puzzle
Tetris
games.
Tetris was a puzzle game. It actually started as just an IQ test.
Yeah.
But that's actually pretty cool. Super Mario Brothers is a platformer.
Yep.
Which Pac-Man is as a maze game.
Mm-hmm.
And then World of Warcraft as an MMO, and I could see that.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's just weird because, like I said, Legend of Zelda, I still firmly believe Legend of Zelda should have been one of the first wave inductees. Because that was the first game to actually show a top-down perspective. To give you more of a 3D movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one would you pull out of that? Out of the six?
Let me put on my flame suit. But I would pull World of Warcraft.
Same here.
I'd put World of Warcraft on at least wave two.
Maybe three.
Yeah.
But nothing, you know, far as back. I definitely do agree with you on that. Zelda was the first one. Then, of course, you know, World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, Tetris, yes, I do agree with you on all those bases too as well.
Where's Duck Hunt at?
Shut up, Wayne. Next.
I think the Oregon Trail just didn't make it because it died of dysentery.
Oh. He went there.
All those. it probably died on the middle of winter. You know that.
Either in the middle of winter or some trying to cross a river.
Yeah.
So, that's you again, Wayne.
Yeah, so we know E3 is coming up in just a few days, basically. Next week sometime. Right?
Yeah.
Phil Spencer has come out basically saying, hey, you know what? We were not fully committed to PC gaming in the past. But we're changing that.
Huh.
They are. They actually are, one of their big things about Windows 10 is making sure it is a gaming, as a platform that is going to be good for all gamers. So, I mean, it's going to be amazing what they're going to do here, you know, just with the integration between cross-platform play with the Xbox One to streaming games for the Xbox One or back and forth, however you want to do it. I mean, there's going to be a lot of integration with the Xbox platform. But in this case, they're committing more resources than ever to make Windows better for game developers and gamers. So
say if one person has, say, Halo, another person, well, Halo 5 coming out. One has it for PC, one has it for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And they want to, say, play multiplayer and...
As long as the developer designs it that way, absolutely.
Yes.
And that's actually probably a fairly good title that might go that way. Although we don't know if Halo 5 will come out on the PC or not.
Now, considering
You'll never know, Wayne.
Now, I've got this question to ask you guys, and actually, I kind of want to open this up for discussion to any of the listeners out there. Do you think that Microsoft opening up and saying that they're focusing now a lot and putting a lot more resources towards PC gaming, do you think that's such a good thing, considering how much resources, how much they've blown up a lot of steam, a lot of hot air, claiming that the Xbox One is going to be the next generation, the greatest gaming console ever, and it's going to be an all-in-one gaming console.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're shifting focus from the Xbox One to PC gaming. You think that's such a great business tactic?
Well, I don't think they're shifting away. I think they're just
I mean, not
focusing.
Shifting away, but they're shifting focus.
They're
no longer solely focused on making the Xbox One the all-around inclusive entertainment system.
I think they're just, yes, I do agree with you on that. They're not completely going away from the Xbox One. That's a very bad investment to do. I'm saying that they're just expanding more of their horizons even more.
Yeah,
they're doing in the past.
PC gaming is growing strong. It's continuously growing strong. And Microsoft realizes that, and they realize they lost out on a lot of that because they didn't really focus on that
in
the past.
PC gaming itself, yes.
Now they took a step back and said, you know what, we gotta change things. We gotta make sure gamers are comfortable gaming on Windows so we can get more gamers. Period, which means more revenue in the long run.
So pretty much they're just trying to open things up even more.
It's kind of like taking. Let's say, for example, if you had, you know, back in the day when Marvel decided to go digital, it was because they realized by going digital they could get more readers than just by the print platform.
Yeah, than just the basic.
Yeah.
They want to be as.
It's basically expanding your market, and that's really what they're trying to do, and
yeah.
it's a good thing for everybody because it's going to give us, you know. I think PC gaming is gonna continue to grow, but it's gonna grow better with Microsoft backing everything.
Took them a long time to do it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we got next on the news?
So, Borderlands developer has a new IP coming out for Xbox One, PS4, PC. It's called Battleborn. They actually just released a trailer. If you want to hit online and check that out at some points here. So Gearbox has talked about this. They've also given us a little bit more details. It'll have 25 playable characters, each with unique weapons and abilities, and you can grow stronger through the game's so-called Helix system that you can boost your characters with from level 1 to 10 in single-player mission or multiplayer match. It's going to have a story mode that allows gamers to play alone or together with up to 4 others through co-op. Or even via split screen and online, which is going to be good. The entire narrative can be played fully solo if you prefer, though. And you can replay missions to score better loot a second time around. There are 3 modes in the game. One is called Incursion, where you have teams of heroes defend their base from waves of AI-controlled minions while working together alongside their own minions to destroy their opponent's base. Devastation, which is teams of heroes who will face off in a fast-paced deathmatch. You got Meltdown, again, teams of heroes to protect their minions as they march to their death at the center of the map.
Mm-hmm.
There's a persistent progression mode system for Battleborn. Basically, all experience points, whether earned through playing story mode, competitive multiplayer, contribute to leveling up. The character rank can go through 1 through 10. You can also augment abilities and so forth, it looks like, using the skill tree or unlock skins. You can rank up their own player profile, badges, titles, to impress friends, and loot that can be used to benefit any hero the player chooses to command.
Okay. Sure. Next!
Yeah. We'll see more at E3.
I know.
So, this is kind of interesting. Y'all know who Black Test Studios is, right?
Yep.
They're behind the last Gears of War.
Mm-hmm.
And now, basically working with they're Microsoft-owned to do it. Well, they changed their name to The Coalition.
I don't know why they did this, though.
because they're focusing on Gears of War, and Gears of War features the Coalition. That's the army, or the military. Also speaks, they say in short, the Coalition speaks to who we are as a team, what it is we're working on, according to Rod Ferguson. A coalition is a team of diverse individuals working together for a common purpose, a concept that we feel describes our studio quite well. And he says fans will also recognize the Coalition of Ordered Governments, the or COG, from Gears of War. I don't know, this is kind of interesting. Yeah, it's
kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next! Oh. Wow. Okay, Xbox joins E3's PC gaming show. Teases a quote-unquote surprise. Phil Spencer to appear during the event to talk about Windows 10 and more.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much the first ever PC gaming show at E3 this year has added yet another major partner to its lineup, which is Microsoft. Event organizers announced today, how many days was this ago, that the Xbox boss Phil Spencer and other key members of the team will appear during the game show. During the game show, talk about gaming on Windows 10. So pretty much the new platform, the new Windows 10 that's coming out. For all the people that has the icon in the very corner, hopefully you guys sign up. I am stoked about this OS system.
Oh yeah.
What else you got on there, Wayne?
If you have Windows 8, Windows 8.1, or Windows 7, you can reserve a free upgrade to Windows 10.
Yeah, you'll see a little Windows icon in your taskbar. Just click on that guy. You got a window pop up. Just click reserve.
Yep.
You can either enter your email address for confirmation or not, and boom, it'll start downloading when it's available to download.
And it says minimum of 3 gigabytes.
Yeah. And then on the 29th of July, when it is available, it'll pop up and let you know that it's available to install, and you can choose when to install it. You don't have to install right away.
Now.
I know. All of us are like, no.
So, one of my favorite games, Max Payne, Alan Wake Studio CEO quits.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, so, wow. Matthias Millenrier. leaving to join Wargaming. Says we've yet to remember.
Oh, Sea Remedy's best game. Man, need glasses, bro.
I she wear contacts and I can't see that far away anyway, so it's all good.
I want to resolve, not excuses.
Yeah, so this will be
Asian. What's your excuse?
Ooh.
I give you
next.
There is no excuse.
Interesting.
I give results.
Next, we'll take a little bit of break from gaming per se.
Hold on. So you want to see results? Okay, I want to see you in Evo this year.
Ooh.
Bro, you can't handle me in Evo.
You can't even handle your controller at Evo.
You can't handle me in Evo. I
want to
hear it.
Okay, what do we got here?
So, the thing that's been floating around the internet these last few weeks is talk about Jason Statham. Playing Bullseye in the next season of Daredevil.
Season 2?
He's actually turned that down.
Yeah, apparently he's turned it down. He's come forward saying that the...
Hey, be quiet, man.
That the stunts are too fake for him to be a part of it. Honestly, I don't know if that's a valid excuse or not, but hey, you know.
Jason Statham does a lot of his own stunts.
Yeah, he does.
Really good stunts, too.
Yeah. But he has come forward saying he would love to play a new James Bond. We know Daniel Craig's set to play this year's Spectre along with the next film after that, but we don't know anything more about the future on that. So, could be interesting to see him as Bond. I mean, he could probably pull it off. Be a little bit different, but he could pull it off. Honestly, I would love to see him play as Bullseye, because I think he could play that character pretty well.
He has that huge forehead for the nice Bullseye to go on to.
Oh, I know. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe Marvel will give him enough money and he'll say, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I did like Daredevil on Netflix. Very fun.
Yeah.
And maybe he didn't see Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
Because that one fight scene, though. Come on now.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. The other name that's been floating around to replace Daniel Craig is Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, Idris Elba.
A.K.A. Heimdall.
Yeah.
Heimdall.
So, otherwise in James Bond news, the video game license is currently believed to be in limbo after Activision dropped out.
Ouch. Next.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you guys haven't heard yet, but GameStop buys ThinkGeek for $140 million deal. ThinkGeek was previously in merger discussion with Hot Topic. I would have been happy with Hot Topic.
Yeah.
But GameStop, damn, you guys are going to horror the geeky community big time right there.
I'm a little worried there.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, they've 140. GameStop expects to make about an extra $100 million a year, I guess, in profit off this, from what I understand. So. Yeah. We'll see how that goes, and we'll hope that it doesn't kill off the
geek community, because I really like ThinkGeek.
Yeah.
And what do we got here? So, Simpsons, Jurassic Park, Portal, and more confirmed for LEGO Dimensions. Doctor Who, Ghostbusters, Scooby-Doo, and more are confirmed. Following yesterday's surprise announcement and release of LEGO Worlds, Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment on Tuesday shared the new information about this upcoming Skylanders-style Toys to Life games. Oh, LEGO Dimensions, as rumored, the following franchises we said before are going to be in it.
As well as others.
Yes, as well as others. I'm actually stoked about The Simpsons because I'm a huge Simpsons fan. Been watching Simpsons since 93, but I missed it by 2 years. But it's all good.
I think the big one here is Doctor Who.
Yeah.
That's huge. And if you guys didn't know, do a little search for Doctor Who LEGO. There is a...
Tons.
Well, there's a parent fan-made video game out there.
What?
That somebody has video of. Now, maybe that was leaked as part of what's going on here. We don't really know, but it looked kind of cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, previously announced franchises include DC Comics, Lord of the Rings, the Lego movies, The Wizard of Oz, Lego Ninja. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Back to the Future. That's pretty legit. So,
so we also got Scooby-Doo coming to line up, Midway's Arcade, Lego China,
yeah,
Portal.
Portal as well.
Ghostbusters.
And also, you also get to buy from the typical the fun pack, which is $15, the team packs, which is $25, and the level packs for $30 based on these franchises. So it all varies.
Yeah, this is going to be a very interesting game, and it's going to have a lot of DLC per se.
Yeah.
So
there's always screenshots of it too as well. Shaggy looks like he blowed up a huge
sandwich
and just inhaled it.
Yep. Nice.
And Scooby's over there being stupid as always with a cross-eyed look on his face. Probably something like giving really bad acid.
Yeah.
I know.
So I don't know if you guys have paid attention.
Let him do this one.
Okay.
Alright. There's been some rumors going around about Nintendo's NX, which is their next generation console. They say it's going to be innovative. And the rumors have been saying that it's going to run on the Google operating system Android. Now, Nintendo has gone on to say that there is, quote-unquote, no truth to reports that it is that its next console, codenamed the Nintendo NX, will run on Android. Now, on Monday, it was reported that Nintendo was planning to adopt the Android platform as its operating system. And sourcing some Japanese newspapers that appear to be reputable, the reasoning was that Nintendo wanted to create a friendlier, familiar development environment for game creators. Now, speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Nintendo spokesperson said it was not the case. There's no truth to the report saying that they were planning on to adopt Android for NX. And he said, beyond the announcement, Nintendo hasn't provided any information on the NX. And according to CEO Satoru Iwata, the company will not reveal the Nintendo NX until next year, 2016. An E3 2015 reveal has been ruled out.
So,
no
OS
news for you.
Yeah.
So, you guys got to wait until next year?
Now, the NX was confirmed in March that it was in development.
Yeah.
But more future news, that's why until next year.
Next year. So, they were just like, hey, by the way, we're developing something. What is it? We're not going to tell you. Let me know next year.
Alrighty, So earlier we were talking about the Windows 10 OS update. Now for the people that can't get a free update, Windows 10 will cost you $120.
Yep, that's for the home version.
Yep, that's the same pricing as Windows 8. So yep. I would skip Windows 8 because I'm not a big fan of Windows 8 and go straight to Windows 10.
Yep.
Yeah, there are the Pro Professional Edition is going to be $200, and if you have home and you want to go to Pro, it's going to be a $100 upgrade.
Hmm.
It's actually the same exact pricing currently, Windows 8, so hey,
it's worth it. You know, thinking of it, I do actually might want to go to Pro for mine.
Yeah?
No, why not? For $100? Sure.
Well, you have to look at what you're running now, and that's the version you should be getting as the upgrade, so.
Yeah.
I think we're all excited for Windows 10.
Yay! So. There's more news coming out recently. Joseph Gordon-Levitt reveals why you wouldn't see punching in Sandman.
That's right. The Sandman is coming to movie.
Clear it up again. It's not Marvel Sandman. It's
no.
Who?
It is the original Sandman that is based on the DC character.
Okay. Anyone using that? Jesus crap, Wayne.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, you pull up news and have read on it? Wow, yeah, folks, we're full of fails this week.
Yeah.
Especially this white guy.
Yeah, they've been working on this for like 6 or 7 years now, so... I don't know exactly what they got planned for it. We do know that there's some going to be... It's supposed to be a big one, but he does said they won't have any punching in it because, well, the Sandman never does punch.
Yeah.
So
he just throws sand at you.
Yeah, because if you read the comics, you know, Morpheus doesn't
sand attack.
Punch anybody. You know, it's just not what he does. So
lowers your accuracy.
Yeah. So that's.
Gotta love the Pokemon reference going on here right now.
That's it.
Sandman, dig.
Yeah.
What the
f- that still might be outside of his scope of range. I'm just full of hate, don't mind me.
I'm just
hate.
Yeah.
I'm just making fun of that that news that Wayne just pulled out and never really lit upon, so.
Yeah, and I just knew it was coming, so we were gonna pull it up and talk about it. But anyways,
As we said on the previous podcast, we have Comic-Con coming up in July.
Yep.
And also, end of October, around October, November timeframe, it will be Kamikaze, like we did this past year. A lot of fun. A whole lot of fun. Especially, it's not those typical cons, but it's actually run by Stanley himself. Am I right?
It is.
Stanley himself, the man.
Yep.
Stanley is the creator of Kamikaze.
All right. So, so feel free to check out our Facebook page, like us, share us, always say hi to us. I mean, we're always interacting with people.
That just cracks me up. There is a petition going out on change.org right now. I just got this for Disney to release the old Spider-Man TV series from 1977 on DVD.
That's the one done by Nicholas Hammond, right?
Yep.
Yes! It is so old. He's like... He's like doing the robot and like a rope that comes out of it.
So terrible.
If you haven't seen it, you can actually go to YouTube and just search for it.
It's there.
It's
so wonderfully horrible.
So is the Doctor Strange one too.
It's like watching Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
That's true.
Dude, I like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I saw like one episode of this.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, is that really Spider-Man right there?
Yeah.
He's wearing super long board shorts that's super tight on him.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
Ha!
Well, hey, as my parting words, for those of you out there who do play Splatoon, you can add me on Nintendo Network ID.
Your ID?
And that's Blaze, BLAZE, 4489. Definitely add me, and I'll be more than willing to play with you.
That sounds so wrong on so many levels.
Hey, man. Hey, we're gamers. That's what we do. We play.
We compete against each other. We don't play.
No, we play, man. Play.
Remind me not to shake your hand after this podcast. Anywho, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com. This guy. We're here to be in the future 8 minutes at a time. Holy crap, let's get out of here.
There we are.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.